Many in the Democratic Party's progressive base were encouraging Vinehout to run as an alternative to the more establishment candidate Burke. While Vinehout never officially got in, until late last year, she was sounding every bit like a candidate, saying she would officially announce her plans soon. That was before Vinehout was in a car accident that left her with a badly broken arm. In a statement released this morning, Vinehout wrote that the time required to recover and rehabilitate would make it impossible to run the intense grassroots campaign she wanted to run. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says at the end of the day, politicians are pragmatic people.
She was making what in politics would be considered to be a rational decision.
Lee says Vinehout's departure from the race could also illustrate a difference between the Republican and Democratic parties.
I'd like to suggest that, notwithstanding her tragic accident, that her decision not to run is something of an indication that the Democratic Party in Wisconsin is not a mirror image of the Republican Party, that this sort of left caucus, progressive group, liberal labor is not as distinct in Democratic Party politics as the Tea Party is in Republican politics.
Burke may yet see a primary challenger, though it would appear that other Democrats are staying out of the race. Burke already reported $1.8 million raised in the 3 months since she announced her candidacy, a total that included $400,000 of her own money. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.